WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening and happy Easter, everyone. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos as we once again talk about the events of the Newport Music Festival. Happy Easter, Pamela.
Well, happy Easter to you. Was the Easter Bunny good to you?
Easter Bunny is always great. Easter Bunny is a big celebration at our house. We always have lots of people over, so we've done that, and it was great.
You're lucky I'm here. It's not even my Easter yet. I'm Eastern Orthodox, so.
Eastern Orthodox. So you've got a couple weeks to wait yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's get on with this program, which I think is going to be very interesting.
Well, for this Easter Sunday, we have actually an absolutely stunning program. I would like to present the music for the concert that will close the Newport Music Festival on Sunday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Church. It features two masterpieces of the Baroque, Pergolesi's Stabat Mater, and Vivaldi's Gloria. So as you know, this is a very special year for the Newport Music Festival, namely the 50th anniversary season. So the closing concert is an opportunity for the festival to create something very special for the community. This will mark the first time that all of our festival soloists join together to form a chamber orchestra. Wow. So it's incredible that we have an ensemble of world-class soloists for this concert.
It's going to have to be held at the convention center. I mean, that's a big group.
And not only that, they because they're soloists, they create so much sound individually. It's going to be quite remarkable. So first of all, a huge thank you to all of our artists who are giving so much to the festival and for this very generous gesture. In addition, we'd like to thank the Collegium Ancora, who will be the chorus for this work, these two works, and our conductors, Cody Mead, who's the director of music at St. Mary's Church, and Vince Edwards, director of music and the organist of Grace Church in Providence. And he's also the founder of Collegium Ancora. So as our listeners can hear, this will be a choral extravaganza. And speaking of generosity, this concert would not be possible without the generosity of two board members, Cynthia Sinclair and the Reverend John Nichols, who are jointly sponsoring this 50th anniversary season closing concert. So because of their largesse, we are able to offer tickets to this concert for just $25, which is absolutely remarkable if you think of full chorus, orchestra.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. So thank you again to Cynthia and Father Nichols. If listeners want to purchase tickets, they can go online to newportmusic.org. And if someone is listening who happens to be a student or a parishioner of St. Mary's, then they can purchase tickets for $10.
What? Wow. Barely pays for the printing.
Well, again, it's because we have these wonderful sponsors and they wanted to make sure that students and the parishioners of the church themselves could all come to hear this beautiful concert. So if you want to purchase those special tickets, you need to call the box office at 401-849-0700. Again, 401-849-0700. So for Easter Sunday, the combination of these two stunning works is really quite appropriate. The first, the Pergolese, is about Mary's suffering at the crucifixion, and the Gloria is about the glory of the resurrection. So the first half of our concert on July 22nd begins with the Stabat Mater, so why don't we start there? The Stabat Mater Dolorosa is considered one of the greatest Latin hymns of all time. The hymn originated in the 13th century during the peak of Franciscan devotion to the crucified Jesus, and it's been attributed to two different people, so we're not sure exactly who the author is. This Catholic hymn to Mary portrays her suffering as Jesus Christ's mother during his crucifixion. So the title of the piece Stabat Mater comes from the first line, Stabat Mater Dolorosa, which means the sorrowful mother was standing. The Stabat Mater liturgy or piece itself has been set to music by many Western composers, by Palestrina, Vivaldi, the Scarlattis, Pergolesi, Haydn, Rossini, Dvorak, Verdi, even Poulenc, Szymanowski, and Arvo Pärt. Pergolesi himself only lived for 26 years, from 1710 to 1736. He moved from Pergola, and his family, originally their name was Draghi, but it was retitled People from Pergola, hence Pergolesi. His two brothers and one sister all died in infancy, so he grew up by himself. At the age of 10, he went to conservatory. And then after that, he moved up through the ranks, becoming a maestro and, you know, running certain chapels, music, and things like that. He became an opera composer, and his most famous piece, La Serva Padrona, unfortunately, did not become popular till after his death. So his health began to fail quite early in life when he was only about 24, 25. And in 1736, he went from Naples to the Franciscan monastery at Pozzuoli, near Naples, and he finished his last work, the Stabat Mater. He died in extreme poverty at the age of 26. Very tragic tale. When he died, his fame had scarcely spread beyond Rome and Naples, but later in the century, it grew enormously. So again, you know, La Serva Padrona is a piece of the opera repertoire that is performed a great deal. And then later, as we've discussed in one of our earlier broadcasts, Igor Stravinsky took his music and made arrangements for that ballet Pulcinella that we mentioned. Just before the end of his extremely successful yet tragically short life, Pergolesi was commissioned by a band of artistic gentlemen to provide music for the Good Friday service. And so he created the Stabat Mater. The text is incredible. It's based on two views of Mary. The first six pieces are dedicated to the recitation of how Mary sorrowed and suffered as her son went through his torments. And the second half of the text is really an individual prayer to Mary, begging for her to forgive us as you know, mere mortals. So it's incredibly beautiful. It's written for chorus and two singers or two singers alone. And so because of the holy text and the composition itself, I don't really want to skip around in this piece. So why don't we just start and listen to the first three movements of this absolutely stunningly beautiful piece. The first movement is Stabat Mater, the second Cuius Animam, and the third O Quam Tristis. So I'll read the translations just of these three movements, and then we'll listen to the piece. Stabat Mater. The grieving mother stood weeping beside the cross where her son was hanging. Cuius animam. Her soul, lamenting, inconsolable, and sorrowing, was pierced by a sword. O quam tristis. How sad and afflicted was that blessed mother of her only begotten son. So we'll now listen to the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado, and the two soloists are Margaret Marshall soprano and Lucia Valentini Terrani mezzo.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Pamela, that was beautiful music that we've been listening to in that first segment. I hope we have more like that.
We absolutely do. You know, Mike, I read a lot of treatises and musicological works on Pergolesi and the Stabat Mater. And the more I read about the piece, the more I realized the reason why it's so beloved. And it's really just because it speaks to us on a very human level. Poignantly, Pergolesi actually wrote these notes while in the throes of tuberculosis that claimed his own life. So I think that there's definitely some of that in there, his own personal suffering. But I do want to give our listeners a couple of other insights, and then we're going to listen to the last four movements. Of the 12 movements of the piece, three are in a major key, which out of context does not make sense in terms of the text and the emotion we feel with this text. But I think we need to think of the period in which this piece was written. And I read a document written by Emily Brooke Elizabeth Lozier, which brought some very interesting points to light that I'd like to share. And she says, "Once again, why cannot death be a joyous occasion if one is to enter heaven because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ? And should his sacrifice not be remembered as grand? So who would not welcome death after going through the kind of pain he did? And the beliefs surrounding death have changed over time. So during the 1600s, there were numerous reasons to actually desire death. There was famine, poverty, drought, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and made life quite miserable. The year 1656 was particularly disastrous as plague in Naples, where Pergolesi lived, reduced the population from 360,000 to 160,000. So these conditions were compounded by the fact that war for power over Europe was a constant threat. So again, not utilizing our 21st century sensibilities, but really 17th and 18th century sensitivities, I think help us to better understand the key structure and the use of tonality. So we're going to listen now to the last four pieces of the Stabat Mater, the Sancta Mater, Fac ut Portem, Inflammatus, Quando Corpus, Amen. So remembering that this last set is a prayer to Mary and dedicated to her, you'll see how much more personal it is than the first set of pieces that we listened to. Here's the text of the last four pieces. Sancta Mater, Holy Mother, do this for me. Imprint the wounds of your crucified Son deeply in my heart. Fac ut portem, grant that I may bear the death of Christ, the fate of his passion, and commemorate his wounds. Inflammatus. Lest I burn in the flames of hell, let me be defended by you, O Virgin, on the day of judgment. Quando corpus, amen. When my body dies, grant that to my soul is given the glory of paradise. Amen. So we will now again listen to the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado, and the two soloists are Margaret Marshall, soprano, and Lucia Valentini Terrani, mezzo.
After we do that, we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Easter, everyone. Welcome back to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival Summer Series. And beside the Summer Series, Pamela, since we're talking about the Newport Music Festival, I just want to highlight there is an event before the big thing starts.
There is one more of our Chamber Music Series. Yes, you're right, Mike. Coming up now on Saturday, April 14th at the Channing Unitarian Church at 7 p.m., we will have our wonderful flautist, Göran Markussen, and pianist Tim Carey performing Debussy, Gaubert, Connaissance, and a whole beautiful program. If anyone would like to purchase tickets, you can go to newportmusic.org and buy your tickets online.
Excellent, excellent. So do that. Make sure you don't get shut out, because Most of those concerts have been sold out, including that last one, which was marvelous. We talked about several times on this show. The trio was sold out.
Yes.
So don't be shut out. Now, I just want to get back to our Easter program and wish everyone out there a happy Easter. And your Easter is coming up in another week or so.
Exactly.
For the, as my friends used to call it, Greek Easter. Now, that's not the official title.
No,
right?
It's all of the Eastern Orthodox religions.
There you go. All right. Well, I hope it's a nice one for you,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the program.
Okay, so Easter is about the resurrection. So the second half of our concert on Sunday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Church is appropriately joyous. As we mentioned before, it is the Vivaldi Gloria, and this concert is very generously co-sponsored by Cynthia Sinclair and the Reverend John Nichols. We've spoken about Vivaldi and the Gloria before, so if our listeners want to hear great detail about this piece and Vivaldi, they can go to classical959.com to your podcast page or to newportmusic.org in our podcast page and just click on Vivaldi and you can hear a whole program devoted to his works. So rather than repeat ourselves, we're going to try and fit in as much of this beautiful piece as possible. So I think we're going to start with the seventh movement and go to the end of the Gloria. So here is the translation of these last four movements. There's the Quitolis. Quitolis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram. You who take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Qui sedes ad dexteram. Qui sedes ad dexteram patris, miserere nobis. You who sit at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. Quonium tu solus sanctus. Quonium tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Jesu Christe. For you alone are holy, for you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High Jesus Christ. Cum Sancto Spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris, Amen. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father, Amen. This time we will listen to Robert Shaw conducting the Atlanta Symphony Chorus and Orchestra with soloists Don Upshaw and Penelope Jensen. To all of our listeners, a very happy Easter, and we hope to see you this summer on July 22nd at St. Mary's Church, where you can enjoy this glorious program.
And Pamela, we'll see you next time when WCRI presents another program on the Newport Music Festival.
So
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.